I feel pretty good with the command today. You know, fastball, curveball, and cutter. Fastball, changeup, cutter. There were a couple of bats that were a little bit of a deep count and walked a few too many guys today, but you know, being able to work everything to both sides of the plate was something that I felt good about tonight.
How important is it going to be for you just to try to
get
on the walks after the last
one? Yeah, the walks and, you know, trying to get ahead of hitters are probably two of the big things that I've focused on coming into this year. And, you know, tonight, not a ton of pitches with three walks, you know, 75 pitches through five innings, you know, happy about that. And so I was able to get quicker outs and kind of make up for those longer at-bats, but, you know, it's not always the case. So, you know, hits are going to come. That's obvious. I'm not denying that, but the walks I can definitely control.
Did you feel like if you had to, or a situation was different, you could have gone past 75, or were you pretty ready to call it a day at that point?
You know, I feel like I've prepared for that. I feel like I could have, but at the same time, you know, it was a short spring, even shorter for myself, just because I signed later. So the decision to go to the pen there after five, you know, it makes sense to me. The competitive nature in me wants to go longer than that, but at the same time, you know, it's early in the season, and I want to be healthy throughout the rest of the season. So, you know, take this, move on to the next one, and, you know, take the pros and cons out of it and work for the next start.
They have you mapped out to go up to, say, 90 or more next time out?
I think so. I think that's probably close to what it is, and then after that, probably just, you know, regular start. So hopefully 6 or 7 innings is only 90 pitches next time instead of 5 innings.
Okay. Thanks.
Exactly. Thank you very much.